Execution called off. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Alabama did not put convicted killer Alan Miller to death Thursday night, despite the U.S. Supreme Court's order that would have allowed the execution to go forward. John Hamm, the commissioner of Alabama's Corrections Department, telling reporters the execution team had trouble accessing Miller's veins, and the procedure was called off because Miller's death warrant was to expire at midnight Central Time. Miller, who was found guilty of killing three men in 1999, had said he wanted to die by nitrogen hypoxia, which is approved in Alabama but has not yet been tested. Texas Congressman Vicente Gonzalez suggesting a solution of the southern border crisis, proposing the creation of a safe zone in Mexico's border with Guatemala, where migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. could be processed.
All migrants south of Mexico that are coming to our southern border must check in and request asylum at that juncture. And if we're going to let them in ultimately, like we do on our southern border under the credible fear standard, we should do it at that juncture and just allow them to fly into their final destination.
Congressman Gonzalez says he proposed the plan to then President Trump, but then COVID happened and pandemic restrictions were imposed. Florida's governor is defending his transport of migrants to Martha's Vineyard last week.
Governor Ron DeSantis argued Thursday the migrant flights would not have been necessary if President Biden didn't gut Trump-era border policies.
Now you have massive chaos that's happening. Millions and millions of people coming across illegally.
The Republican governor says Democrats didn't really care about the plight of migrants until they showed up at a wealthy hotspot.
Why is that such a big deal? But it wasn't a big deal when 50 migrants died in some shed in Texas.
The migrants were flown from Texas to Florida before heading on to Martha's Vineyard. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office says they were lured under false pretenses and opened an investigation.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The House is moving ahead with a policing act, despite conflict among Democrats over it.
House Democrats narrowly voting to open debate on four policing and public safety measures, including for more funding for local police departments. Several progressives have threatened to block the package over police accountability measures. GOP Ohio Representative Jim Jordan calling it,
it's an election year ploy from Democrats to try to look like they care about funding law enforcement.
Florida Democratic Representative Val Demings, a former police chief, saying,
we will witness with our own eyes who actually wants to fund the police.
Who wrote a bill to give police grants to help solve gun crimes. The package also includes providing police with de-escalation training and mental health services. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Hurricane conditions are now being felt in Bermuda as Hurricane Fiona passes just to the west of the islands with Category 4 strength winds. Voting has begun in the Moscow-held regions of Ukraine on referendums to become part of Russia. The Kremlin orchestrated the votes, and they're certain to go Russia's way, though Ukraine and the U.S. have both denounced them as shams with no legal force. Israel's Prime Minister speaking to the United Nations General Assembly Thursday, urging its members to speak out against Iran.
Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid asked the UN member nations, when has silence ever stopped violence? He said there's only one UN member country that openly declares it wants to destroy another, and that is Iran, as officials there have stated their desire to destroy Israel.
We will do whatever it takes. Iran will not get a nuclear weapon. We will not stand by while there are those who try to kill us. Not again.
He said he does back a two-state solution with Palestinians on one condition, that their state be peaceful and not used to launch attacks against Israel, as he said Gaza is used now.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.